white speech convention.
Fuck yeah.
Do not throw this number unless you wrote it for Trump. God damn it.
Shut up. I want you to be happy. Fuck you. Shut up.
Actually, I'm not a Trump supporter.
Shut up.
Obama ruined this fucking country.
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know who the fuck this is. Why don't you come to my address and say something, motherfucker?
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball,
fucker. Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
My wife is in danger now.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker. Following me. That's what happened.
Shut up.
Fuck. I don't know who you are, man. Who is this?
Why would you believe any of this?
Shut up.
I've been asleep.
Shut up.
9:30.
Shut up.
Well, ma'am, the gentleman, he's
the gentleman? Who is the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
Don't forget, you gotta get your green card from me, fuck.
Shut up.
Alright?
What can happen?
What the fuck? Who the fuck are you, man?
Shut up.
What kind of car are you looking for, dummy?
Dodge Neon. Green. Soft, bitch.
We ain't got no damn Dodge Neon here, man.
What happened?
Don't you ever call here again, man. You understand me, bitch?
I'll fucking kill
your ass, bitch. You understand me?
Don't you call this
motherfucker again, man. Bring your punk ass over here, man. Talking that shit. Bring your ass over here. 320.
Shut up.
Fuck. What happened?
I give you the address, punk. Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Shut up.
Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Bring your punk ass here, nigga.
Shut up. Bring your punk ass here.
Is that a trailer?
Please. So I can beat the shit out of you, and then buy me some lunch and drink off of you, bitch.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here, man. I don't know what happened. Bring your bitch ass here.
I just Google Earth this.
Bring your bitch ass here, man.
Are you in the trailer?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Don't call me anymore.
Shut up.
You should put the fuck on your pants to get pleasure from me calling.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
What happened?
It's a green car, sir.
It's a green car. Are you ignorant, man?
I don't know what a green car. You gotta tell me what kind of car you talking about, man.
Green car. The color is green, man.
Yeah, dummy. I know the color is green. What kind of car, dummy?
Shut up.
Don't call here no more, man. Don't call here no more, man.
Shut up.
Don't call here no more. Don't call here no more, man. All right?
Yeah, what do you want?
Call.
Hey, what happened?
Fuck you.
No, fuck you, motherfucker, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, goddamn cunt.
Shut up.
Fuck you.
Don't call me a cunt.
Don't ever call me again, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
You eat your mother's asshole with that mouth?
Oh, I will.
I'm not allowed to swear on this line, sir.
You motherfucker, dick, cunt. Fucking piece of shit.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up. Shut up.
Hello there, one and all. We're back. Yes, we had the week off last week. I do feel very accomplished during the time off. I got the Patreon scheduled with some more content for the next couple of months. Worked on some more offline stuff. I did schedule YouTube. YouTube is now scheduled to have videos dropping 2 to 3 days a week for the next 2 years. I got that taken care of. What else? I edited the shows, about the last 5 weeks worth of shows, pulling individual calls out for everybody. I did a lot of stuff. If you notice me getting shorter in this scene here, it's because the gas piston in this fucking chair that you guys just bought me like in December has failed. So I have to keep making it go back up, and then I just slowly sink back down. And so I'm getting shorter and shorter. And that'll be a theme through the whole fucking show. So stupid. I'm going to have to go out and buy a new chair now. And it's going to be dumb.
Hello?
Hi. I'm looking for Frank.
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah. It's Dwight. I'm friends with Lisa.
You're friends with Lisa?
Yeah. She said that I should get a hold of you. Like, you're fed up with the customer service just like me, and I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go set some shit on fire, man. You ready to go, Frank?
Who are you?
It's Dwight. I'm friends with Lisa before her name changed. I remember her when she was still a Mons. You know what I'm saying? Mons? Damn him.
Do you know Dwight?
Yeah. We go back before she ever changed her name, like I said.
Well, she's sitting right here next to me.
I'll put her on. I'll remind her.
Hello?
Hey, Lisa. Like, you didn't tell Frank
Hi.
I was going to call?
Call him about what?
About being tired of the customer service. You said that me and him could go set some stuff on fire and really make a difference in the world.
Are you talking about his Facebook post?
Yeah. Like, me and him, like, we're both in this group. It's called We're Tired of Customer Service, Fuck You. And so you told me to call. Like, you were like, hey, call Frank, and you guys can go set the world on fire. And so now here I am.
How'd you get his phone number?
You gave it to me.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Lisa, I remember you when you were still Lisa Mons.
Okay, how do I not remember you?
We went to high school together. They used to call you Luscious Lisa back in high school.
You did?
Yeah, well, I didn't call you that. I'm saying they called you that. They called you Luscious Lisa.
Oh, I'm like, they did? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't because I have more of a, I have manners. I would never call you a name behind your back.
I'm trying to think.
Except for that one, I sat behind you that one time in the English class, 11th grade, and that one guy called you Labia Lisa, and I pulled his chair out from under him, and I said, you apologize.
So my memory's so jacked up, I can't even. Oh. Yeah, no.
I thought you. What are you doing now? Are you because you were going places? You had all the good grades, and.
I dropped out of high school and I did was hanging around with the wrong crowd.
What, after 11th grade? Because I don't remember you dropping out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. And then I did correspondence and I did I was screwing off and hanging out. I mean, I ended up graduating, but not until July.
Yeah, but not with us. I'd always wondered why you didn't walk with us. I thought you got pregnant and moved away. I mean, that was the rumor mill.
Oh, hell no. No.
That didn't happen?
Nope. I moved away. We got pregnant when I was 23.
Wait a minute. You were 23 in high school?
No. That's when I got pregnant.
Oh, I was about to say, you looked older. I wouldn't guess you were 23.
No.
Oh. No, you told me Frank would be down. Like, I've got the diesel. I went and got some rags. He was supposed to bring empty bottles, like mason jars, beer bottles, whatever he had on hand.
You're hilarious. I have no idea what you're talking about.
But I thought this was weird. Like, when I saw he was in that group and he was carrying on, I looked on his page. I was like, wait a minute. Lisa looks familiar because it says he's married and stuff. And I'm like, what the? And then I started looking and I was like, oh my God. I was like, I know this Lisa.
I'm not part of the group.
What group are you? I'm trying to figure out what group you're talking about.
It's called, it's the group on Facebook called I'm Tired of Customer Service. Fuck You is the name of the group.
I don't think he's.
He's not part of that group.
I didn't just pull this number out of thin air. I mean, come on.
Oh, well, I definitely didn't give nobody else my husband's phone number. Yeah. So
let me ask. Maybe this will clarify things. How many abortions have you had?
None.
See, you're the Lisa.
How many abortions have you had?
None that I know of. I mean, there's women out there. It's their bodies. They can do what they want, but I've not been notified.
This is true.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I've neither authorized any, and I've not paid for any. I'm not Herschel Walker. All right. I don't just go paying for abortions. I don't have that type of money. That's why you buy condoms, because it's cheaper than getting an abortion or having a kid.
Very much so.
Right, right, right. So listen, I heard Frank did jail time. What did he go to jail for?
He didn't.
He did that overnight thing. It was drunk and disorderly, but I never heard the story of why he was beating people up. Did someone touch you in some way?
God.
And like Frank like got pissed and jealous? What was the matter?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Oh,
yeah.
So he has a
I can handle my own.
He has a temper.
No, he's never been to jail.
Lately?
Never ever.
Never ever, forever ever? Like that song?
Never ever, forever ever. Yeah, no.
I just don't understand, like, why you would tell me to call him. And then...
When did I tell you to call him?
I got a message about 25 minutes ago, but I was driving.
Interesting.
I was cruising down.
What number?
I can find it. It's on my phone. I was just driving around.
I honestly would love to know that, because I haven't talked to anybody, let alone you, to give my husband's name and number out to somebody I don't even remember.
Okay. Yeah, because I was driving when it came in. I was cruising down Astor Lane.
Cruising down the street in my 6.4?
No,
yeah.
No, I'm in a I have a Toyota Tonka truck.
Oh.
So, you ready for the number? I think I found it.
Sure, go for it.
Okay. It's let's see here. It's a 907 area code. And it is, let's see here. 907 818-2111.
Huh. I have no idea whose number that is.
Okay.
This is coming from Fitch's Garage.
Is this from Fitch's Garage?
From Fitch's Garage? No.
Are you sure? Or Fitch's Crotch?
What?
Maybe Fitch's Crotch.
What is that?
I don't know.
Are you drunk? Are you getting Easter sloshed already? Are you into the communion wine?
I always get Easter sloshed. Hell yeah.
You're in the communion wine,
aren't you? Somebody's had too much Bud Light.
Uh-oh, maybe you're drinking too much Bud Light.
Hey, listen, if I want to tuck my dick and drink Bud Light, I'll do that. You don't have to tell me.
Oh,
it's Easter. It's goddamn Easter. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I don't know how the hell you got his number. That is not my number. You're very funny to talk to, but...
Why? You don't appreciate
interesting.
Being talked to like this? I mean... Lisa, I miss
I can handle
I,
my
I
own.
I miss you, Lisa.
You miss me. That's mm-hmm. funny. How you miss somebody I don't even remember you, so.
That doesn't mean I can't miss you.
No, this is true, I guess.
But listen, you and Frank are invited tomorrow.
Sense.
I'm having a key party for Easter.
Ooh, where at?
At my house.
Where's your house?
I'll give you the address. Get a pen and paper.
Okay, I'll get a pen. I'm ready.
Okay. It's 10464. All right, you with me so far?
Yes, I'm with you.
Okay.
You're going to give us our address. Okay.
Oh,
that's awesome. Well,
that's where the party's at.
No, not yeah. for people that we don't know.
No, that's the best type of party.
Where's your address? So we
this
can
is an air,
yours.
I'm renting a room of yours for the Airbnb. See?
Okay.
See, we've kept in touch all this time, and you still don't remember me.
I know
where you live. I have your husband's phone number. Is your phone number still ending in 9836?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Well, it's yeah or maybe. It's not both.
It could be.
All right. I mean, I can send you a picture, or I'll text you a picture of my feet. My left foot is very distinct.
I don't want a
my
picture.
My left foot is very distinct.
Yeah,
You'll remember me.
You should just give me your first and last name, you know, and I can maybe Google you or something.
Dwight?
Or why don't you send me a friend request on Facebook?
Is it Dwight? I'll show you tummy. I'll show you tummy, too. I have a little,
no,
I have a little hair in my
I'm good.
Oatmeal. Is Dwight?
I don't need a tummy or feet pictures.
D-W-I-G-H-T.
Okay.
And then McClanahan.
Okay.
You want me to spell it? It's
McClanahan. Okay.
Wait, did I spell that right? I don't think I spelled that right.
I don't know. If that's your name, that's your name.
it's an assumed name.
Okay.
I commandeered this name. And I just realized I look very short right now.
Oh, okay.
All right. No, I'm back. You ever have a gas piston fuck up in your chair? That's what's going on right now.
I haven't been lucky enough. I've been lucky enough to not have that problem.
Well, you buy quality chairs. You sound like the type of woman that would buy quality chairs.
I don't know.
I like to steal from Staples.
It's really hard to buy quality chairs.
I like to steal from Staples.
Steal from Staples?
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's in the back. You know, I guess it's up for grabs.
Well, let you know, every time I get pinched next, I'm going to say, Lisa, at this phone number, encouraged me to go steal.
Oh, yes, there you go.
Okay.
Very, very, very awesome.
Yeah.
So are you still in Tucson then?
Yeah, but I call it Tuscan.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I'm still here. I'm living on the streets. You know, I'm making moves.
Do you remember my sister's name?
Your sister? Yeah.
My sister.
Yeah, I say sister like
that.
You like that? Your sister. I'm trying to remember now. Now, don't get mad if I don't remember, okay? But was it? It was Patricia.
Are you the head
Patricia.
Janitor?
It was Patricia. I might be. It was Patricia.
I think you're the head. The head janitor at Prank Call Nation Comedy, Prank Calls and Laughs.
That's not true. Don't associate me with that guy. I'm not that guy.
I think you're that guy.
No, was your sister Patricia?
How do you get the information? How do you get no?
Was it Shannon?
Nice try though. That yeah.
Okay.
How are
Shannon.
You? You're just like looking up this information.
Yeah, pretty much.
How do you find all this information?
I found your husband complaining. On Facebook. And well, he wasn't complaining. He was just saying in general, customer service sucks. And then.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And then a little bit of information.
How'd you find your phone number? Because obviously it wasn't from me.
Oh, no, no. Well, I mean, it could have been. But no, I.
No.
Then just a little bit of information that was on both of your Facebook profiles, I was able to narrow it down and find it. Like, you want me to tell you what your estimated value of your home?
A stranger can call us.
Yeah. You want to know what your estimated home value is?
Supposedly it's 400 and something.
Yeah, 404,000.
You know.
Yes, correct. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got about 133,000 worth of equity in there.
Right?
Yeah. Boy, you got space. You got space. Yeah, you got 7,400 square
feet. Yeah, we got
feet.
Nice.
That's good space.
We got.
Yeah, this website's awesome.
That's
it tells,
pretty crazy,
it tells,
though.
Yeah. You want me to tell you what your previous address was?
So. I mean, do you record these calls too and play it out? Just
I'm playing it on YouTube.
Work.
Yeah, it's on YouTube right now. we're streaming on YouTube and Prankcast. We're all over the place.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, follow
but
that.
Customer service does suck these days.
It does. That's why I'm improving it. That's why I'm calling a bunch of people tonight doing customer service.
Yeah, that's great customer service. Mm-hmm. Do you like send out free pizza to people's houses too?
No,
you know their addresses.
No, that's wasting food. I don't do that shit.
No, that's not wasting food.
That's wasting
food.
Totally
eat it.
Yeah, but you would have to pay for it. They're not
going
to give it to you. It's actually a crime to do that.
Not
do
you
know,
if
do you, know you that's,
paid for it
well,
and sent
well,
it
yeah.
to other people's houses.
But it's theft of service. Like
that'd
if
be
I
great.
Call, if I called and ordered it and then didn't pay for it and it just sat there and then they could bring me up on charges.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't definitely sit here.
I don't want to do that.
In this household, it'll get eaten.
Why are you saying your husband's
that's
fat?
Sure.
Is your husband fat?
No, none of us are. We're actually just... We're tall, thin, and we like to eat.
You're
gangly. Luckily for us.
You're
gangly.
Have,
you know. Yep. That's it.
Hmm. Okay.
We don't gain anything.
Okay. All right.
We are good.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go. And you can come watch on YouTube if you want, because we're going to be on for like another 2 hours. So...
Okay.
But I got to move it along. I got other customers.
Who's your next victims? Oh, okay. You have other victims coming
up? Yeah, it's going to be Katina. And she has a problem with... Okay. Oh, it was a bullshit order from McDonald's yesterday via DoorDash, so I got to call her and straighten her out.
Ooh, that's going to be a good one.
Go find Dwight the Janitor on YouTube, and you can watch.
Okay, well, I found you on Facebook, so I might have to find you on YouTube now.
Oh, you found me? I forgot I leave that thing wide open.
Oh, that's okay.
I need to lock that down. All right, go watch. I'll talk to you later.
Uh-huh, sure.
I don't care if you... Yeah, listen, all home, sure. I don't care if you come watch or not.
Hello.
Hi, is that Lisa?
Yes.
Hey, Lisa. It's Dwight calling from over here at Facebook. I understand you had some choice words about our customer service earlier today.
No, not today.
Oh, you didn't say anything about us sucking donkey dick over here?
No.
Okay, and why were you creating a new account? Are you trying to do a ban avoidance?
Nope.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you know I'm deactivating this account that you made this crass comment on.
Okay.
So I'm going to take it right down, and you're going to have to create another one. And this time you do it properly and with manners.
Okay.
All right, let me talk to Alton because I need to make sure that he gave you permission to create another account.
I don't need permission from anyone to do anything.
He's your husband. You have to listen to everything he tells you, and you need to talk to him. Let me talk to him right now.
You lost your ever-loving fucking mind.
Let me talk to Alton.
I don't need my husband's permission.
Listen, your woman brain is clicking, and the hard drive is clicking and grinding.
I don't need my husband's permission to do any damn thing. I'm a grown-ass fucking
woman. Ma'am, do I need to bypass you and just call Alton directly? Because I have his number.
Sure, go ahead. Do that.
I will do that. Or you could just hand him the phone. Oh, all right, bitch. Game on. Let me grab Alton's number right here.
Hello?
Hey, Alton. Glad to talk to you. Listen, Lisa is out of fucking control, pal.
Okay.
Okay, did you give her permission to create a new Facebook account?
Yeah, she can do anything she wants to do.
Okay. Well, no, here at Facebook, we have to check the box. The man has to give the woman permission so that we know she's not out there cheating. So why was her last account deactivated? Was she a cheating?
No, she got hacked.
She got hacked? Okay. Because we're just trying to straighten this out. We need to straighten this foreskin out because she's getting all flappy over there.
Well, you're being hella fucking rude. It sounds like you're a...
Did you just say hella?
Yeah.
Yeah. Guess what? I'm actually the hacker.
I bet you are.
I am. How do you think I got the numbers? I hacked her phone. I got into the account.
Why would you hack somebody's account?
Because. It's what
I do. Why would you hack somebody's account?
I hoard the accounts and then I sell them so they can be used for nefarious purposes. And when they're an aged account of a white woman on there... Then I sell them to people, and then they do scams like in India. Hey, tell her to shut up.
So why would you hack somebody's account, though? That's fucking rude and
ridiculous. I just explained it. I mean, what part of it is difficult?
So you want everybody just to report you as a hacker? Is that what it is?
No, I use the age account. It looks like a legit account.
So why are you calling me then?
Because your wife was being crass, and I need you to just settle her down. Tell her that she needs to stop making accounts, because I'm just going to keep taking them. And I'm a hacker with a conscience. So I'm trying to like level with you. Like, she keeps making them, I'm going to keep taking them.
Okay, well, you keep doing that then.
Okay, this is all part of the algorithm for TikTok by the CCP.
Hi, I'm the conscience.
Yeah. Hey, is that Justin?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Justin, I'm glad I reached you. Listen, Dwight over here at Dish Network understands that you had a problem getting through to us.
Yeah. I spent like 12 hours on the phone with you guys.
All right. Well, I got about 3 minutes to spend with you, so you should probably get to it so we can get you squared away.
We got it taken care of already.
Oh, you got it taken care of already?
Yeah, after spending like 12 hours on the phone with you.
Okay, well, what was your fucking problem?
What was my problem? Spending 12 hours on the fucking phone with you guys.
Well, why'd you do that?
Because that's how long your customer service makes you hold.
Yeah, well, if you didn't break stuff, then we wouldn't have to get on the phone with you. What'd you break?
Hey, I didn't break shit. Maybe if you'd look at the fucking file, you'd know.
Well, what
my
was
fucking
the problem?
House burnt down.
Okay. And what were you? What'd you want? You want Dish Network to come over and fucking put the fire out, pal?
Oh, my God. You want to talk about fucking shit-ass customer service.
Okay, let's talk about it.
You cancel the fucking account. Cancel the fucking account.
Why'd you set your house on fire? Was it an insurance thing? Was it an insurance thing?
Cancel the fucking account, dumbass.
No, you got to pay the disconnection fee. $250 out of your pocket.
Fuck you.
Out of your pocket.
The fuck I do.
Yeah.
The fuck I do.
Calling again, huh? You're not talking to my fucking wife. Don't call my fucking house again, you fucking asshole.
I'll talk to your wife all I want, pal. You getting tough with me? You yelling at me?
Say what?
Why'd you yell at me? I didn't want to talk to your wife.
Whose wife?
You just yelled at me. Said I wasn't talking to your effing wife. I didn't want to talk to your wife.
I didn't say shit about a wife, you stupid ass.
Then who the hell was that?
Don't have a clue, you dumb fuck.
All right, then. So let's get back to it. Why are you trying to do insurance claims on your house? Why are you setting shit on fire, you little firebug?
Nobody
calling again, huh? You're not talking to my fucking wife. Don't call my fucking house again, you fucking asshole.
Hello?
Hi, is this Charm? Is this, how you say your name? It starts with a C. I'm sorry. I don't want to offend you.
Shimon? What is this?
Shimon. Hey,
to?
Shimon. Well, this is Dwight over here at Whataburger.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Have you been getting the burgers that I've been putting like rancid water in to make you sick?
No.
I've been mixing in some water that came from the mop bucket. And when you come in, I give it to you. I was trying to make you a sick.
You was trying to make me sick?
Yeah. Because it looks like you could peel off about 20 pounds. So I figured if you go and threw up a little bit, I was helping you out. Hello, are you there, little piggy? Hello? I think this lady ate the phone. Oh, hey, it's me. It's Dwight.
Dwight?
Yeah.
Okay, Dwight. Well, you have a great night.
No, did you get the sandwiches or not? What's the matter with you? Her house is going to burn down. Do you hear the smoke detector?
Hello?
Hey, is that Shana? Shana?
Yeah, who is this?
Hey, I'm calling from the Toyota dealership. Listen, I ran your credit again for the car, you know, the 2013?
Mm. Uh-huh.
Yeah. They said it came back that you're a poor.
Who do you mean?
It came back and it said 700 credit rating, a poor.
What does that mean?
It means you don't make enough money because you're all poor. That's what it's saying.
So when you looked up my credit, it says I was poor?
Yeah, it says you're a poor. It says poor.
I don't get it.
I don't either. Like, I've never seen this before. How much money do you make? Do you pull in net?
Well, I'm going to tell you, my credit is so good that if I had at least I don't have the job history just yet because I had been bouncing around after my dad passed away.
Credit's so good, make you want to slap your mama.
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying if I had the job history, which I will have for a lender later, like next month or in June, I would have a $250,000 house loan.
Right. And
that's how good my credit is.
Right. And at what point, like, when did you leave your prostitution position? How long have you been unemployed?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, right here, I'm looking at the employment history. It says as of 2008, you left your employment as a prostitute.
I've never been a prostitute, and I don't know who you are.
Okay. Well, I'm with the Toyota.
and you're calling and talking to people like this.
Hang on just a second. I'm trying to make notations to see if we can get around this somehow. Let's see here. And I bet, hang on, while I'm doing this, I want to compliment you because you're being so nice to me. I bet your farts smell like cigarettes.
I'm also not buying the fact that your
Let's
husband
see
did
here.
Not go back to that car.
Now, can you get rid of the house so we can get you a car?
You're an idiot.
No, can we trade the house in, and we'll be able to get the car, I think, because we'll clear up the income to debt ratio.
I don't understand.
Okay, the house you're in right now currently, is this paid off or is it a mortgaged?
Say that again?
The house you're in currently, is it paid off or is it a mortgaged house?
I rent a house.
You rent. All right. And have you ever owned, do you own any assets such as a house?
Yes, I've owned plenty.
Okay, but currently. Like right now, hello.
Okay. So why would you call me and just say that I was a whore?
No, a poor. P-O-O-R, not W-H-O-R-E. A poor.
Well, then you just went and said that I was a prostitute.
Sex worker.
Calling again, huh? You're not talking to my fucking wife. Don't call my fucking house again, you fucking asshole.
Are you there?
Oh, I'm here.
Yeah.
Hi. No, I'm
Why would you call?
What? Go ahead.
Why would you call me and tell you? Okay, how did you even get my number?
Off of the application. I took it home with me. I've been doing work from home.
So you do work from home.
I took your application home with me, and I've never seen an application filled out to this extent before, and it got me very aroused, so I took it home with me.
Okay, I don't understand what would get you aroused.
But your penmanship on this, and you filled it out completely. A lot of people leave blank spaces, and it creates a lot of work for me. So when I saw how completely you filled this out, I got aroused.
Okay, I'm not understanding anything.
Okay, so you know the spaces?
Hang on just 1 second. I'm going to continue this conversation, but I need to tell my mom. I'll call her right back. Hang on.
Okay.
Okay, sir, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Sorry, I was feeding the chickens while you were talking to your mom.
You're calling me. I'm not understanding this at all. You're calling me from the Toyota dealership.
Yeah, hang on a second. I gotta throw some feed. Hang on. I gotta throw some feed. Hang on. Come here, little chicken. Come here. Here, take some feed, little chicken. Here you go. Come here. Oh, these fucking chickens. They just don't do nothing. Okay. All right. Go ahead. Continue.
So you're calling me from the Toyota dealership.
Yeah, but I'm at home. I'm at home right now. I'm not at the dealership.
So who gave you the authorization to call me and tell me that I was a whore and that I left my prostitution job?
Nobody gave me permission. I'm trying to climb the corporate ladder at Toyota, so I took it upon myself. I'm a real go-getter.
So apparently you saw the post that I posted on Columbia where I said Toyota's a good car, but the car lot sucks. Over in Columbia,
yeah.
Because you.
But if I can get that overturned, if I can get
so
that overturned,
you got my information from them, and you call me and call me a whore.
I work
and
here.
Asked me.
I work here.
Huh?
I work here. I'm trying to get that post removed. If I can satisfy you, I believe I can climb the corporate ladder.
Well, I didn't mention anybody's name in particular.
Okay. Well,
I just said y'all had poor customer service skills, and then you're not even making your case any better because you call me and tell me that I'm a whore and that on my credit application it says I left a prostitution job in 2008.
But do you prefer sex worker? I can pronounce it better.
I prefer you not to say anything like that because I've never been a whore.
A single unwed mother, perhaps?
A what?
A single unwed mother, perhaps?
No, I'm married.
Okay. To who? You didn't put that down.
None of your business. Excuse me. I know you can hear me. Excuse me.
Who is you is?
I am her mother.
But she was going to call you back. What are you doing here now?
I am her mother, okay. And I am here. Okay. And the stuff you're saying is inappropriate.
All right.
And you should be fired.
No, I'm getting promoted.
You should be fired.
Hey, listen.
And let me tell you
something. I'm going to talk to Charles, and I'm going
to
have you kicked out of the family.
Inappropriate.
I'm going to talk to Charles, her husband, and have you kicked out of the family.
What?
I'm going to have you kicked out of the family.
There's no way you could do that.
I don't know
who you think you are.
They're going to emancipate themselves. They're going to emancipate themselves and have you divorced from the family.
I don't care who you think you are. We don't care anything about what you're saying.
Hey,
you have no right to call her in any form or fashion.
Put her back on.
She is on.
You're not the loner.
I'm on. I'm listening to every word that's being said.
What is your name?
My name is Dwight.
What's your name?
My name is Dwight. Hey, don't cut me off again, okay? I work for Toyota.
She hasn't cut you off.
I'm very big and important man, okay?
Okay, you think you are.
No, I am.
Let's see if we can't have your... What's your last name, Dwight?
I can't do that. I can give you an employee ID
number. If you're so important and big, give us your last name.
My employee ID number will have to suffice. I will not give you the full machine. Would you like an employee ID number?
Sure. Have you got one?
I've offered it to you. Do you have a pen and a paper?
I do.
All right. It is the employee ID number. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
S is in Sam. P is in Paul. The number 3, R is in Randy, M is in Michael, 1151B, B is in boy.
1151 what?
B is in boy.
Okay.
All right. And who is this that I'm speaking with? The mother.
This is Colonel Cynthia Black with the state of Tennessee. I'm also Chaplain Black with the Metro Police Department in Nashville, Tennessee.
All
and
right.
What you have said is very inappropriate, what you said to my daughter.
Okay.
And it will be reported all the way to the governor of the state
of
Tennessee.
Reported for what?
Our Toyota in Japan or wherever they are. I don't care who it is. What you've said is inappropriate.
Hey, reported for what? State the law or shut the fuck up.
No, you have called harassing my daughter.
No, what is harassment? What is harassment?
Mama, this is what I said on Facebook. If you want to know, this is what I said on Facebook.
Nah.
Okay? Let me tell you what I said on Facebook.
Nah.
And I was pissed because I didn't understand what
was
going on, okay?
That's what she said.
All I said on Facebook was, Toyota is a good company, but their dealership here is awful. My credit is 700 even, yet they said my credit is too low for even a 2013 car model. I don't recommend them at all. Besides that, their customer service sucks too.
Hey, which one of you is on the toilet right now? Hello? This isn't professional for you to be on the toilet and having a conversation.
What's your phone number so I can call you back?
My phone number is
on
the
my phone,
ID.
Mama. He called me from it.
Yeah, Mama.
Okay, go ahead and send that to me.
Yeah, he called me from it.
Which one of you is on the toilet? This is gross. It's unprofessional.
It must be your phone.
No,
sir.
No. I'm in my home.
I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Hey, Dwight or whatever your name is.
Yeah, don't say it like that. It's Dwight.
Okay, whatever. Okay. I want to know what prompted you to call me.
Do we have to go through this again? I work at the dealership. I'm trying to climb the corporate ladder. I saw a dissatisfied customer who can't even get a good enough credit rating to afford a 2013 car machine. And so I'm trying to help you. And now I'm trying to figure out why the daughter sounds older than the mother. Did you let your daughter watch Pretty Woman when she was growing up? Is that what inspired her to be a prostitute?
She's never been a prostitute.
That you know of.
No, I know my daughter.
Is she a second generation prostitute?
You know what? No, she isn't.
Were you a prostitute?
Are you?
No. Well, I'm a whore for the car industry, but no, not a sexual
prostitute.
Well,
maybe you are, but that's not appropriate questions to ask anybody in a business.
But how do you think we solve things? We do Q&As. We do questions and answers, and that's how we solve things.
No, it sounds like you have an issue with your son. And it sounds like you're going to be unemployed pretty soon.
She stepped on
a dog. If you really work at Toyota.
Don't doubt my credentials.
Well, obviously he does because he knows my, he knew my phone number and he knew how to get in touch with me.
She makes,
somebody else makes valid points.
What do you got to say about that, Mama?
Well, you will see my face tomorrow.
No, you're banned.
Monday.
You're banned from the dealership. Tomorrow's Easter. I will not
be coming in.
You're banned.
No, you can't do that either.
You're banned from the dealership. Don't even come down.
I don't think so.
You'll be trespassed.
I don't think so. I will come with a police escort. Believe me.
Yeah. No. Even with the police.
And even if
yes,
that doesn't
work, you're in some deep stuff with the stuff you're saying.
Okay.
And even if that doesn't work, my phone works 24/7. I can call up there and tell them whatever I need to tell them.
That's harassment. Don't call
because
here.
Because I knew my mother was not going to believe this.
Hey, listen. Listen. Don't call here with your bullshit.
This isn't even your work number to begin with.
Well, I know. It's my cell phone number. And don't you call my – I command you to not call my cell phone number ever again.
You have no authority to command her.
I command you. I command you by the power of the Lord.
There's no way. You don't have any authority over us.
I command you by the power of the Easter Bunny. His day is tomorrow and it cometh.
I think this is a joke. I don't think this guy
you're
is who
joke.
He says he
you're
is.
A,
well, how did he
joke.
Get my number?
You're a joke.
Well, there's plenty of people that play jokes. You know, we'll find out if he is. He's going to be reported, and it's going to be all over the place.
No, you can't report me. What are you reporting me for?
For calling somebody and harassing them, calling them.
What is harassment? How many times did I call her? How many times did I call? How many times did I call?
You called her one time.
One time.
Sean, I would hang up the phone on him.
If that's the case, then
I would hang up the phone on him. He's not worth your time.
Shut up, bitch.
And if you bought anything from Toyota.
Shut up, bitch.
Never do it again.
Your mom's a whore.
Oh, I did buy anything from Toyota.
Your mom's a whore.
I bought it from up the road.
Your mom had three abortions.
Okay. Oh, please. You know what? You don't even know who you're talking to.
I do too, Cynthia. I'm running your credit right now.
No, you aren't.
Uh-huh. You still on Sterling Street?
Oh, yes. How did you know I live on Sterling Street?
I'm running your credit.
Okay. Go right ahead.
You don't have permission to run my credit.
You do not have permission to run my credit.
It's ran. Your house is just shy of worth $600,000. What type of damage did you do to it?
This guy called me.
Okay.
And your daughter's a liar. Her credit is 640, not 700.
Well, this is none of your business.
All right. Who is that in the background? Was that Gerald?
Your business.
Will Gerald be co-signing the paperwork for the daughter?
Her life is none of your business.
Okay. But is Gerald going to sign? Is he going to sign the co-sign papers?
This is none of your business.
Well, I need to know. Is she going to have a co-sign?
Number on nothing.
It's right here. What can you tell me about these collection accounts on here on your credit?
It's none of your
business. Well, I know that's bullshit because I don't have anything in collections.
Not you, Mama. I'm talking about Mama, not you.
No, I don't think so.
Mother doesn't have anything in collections. Is Gerald running up the credit cards and not paying? What's going on here?
You know what? You don't know what you're talking about. So keep my name out of your mouth. Anybody else's name that may have been listed on there.
Okay. And why
That's
not?
That's none of your business.
Well, this is a lot
it's
of debt.
It's none of your business.
This is a lot of debt.
It's none of your business.
That's a lot of debt.
My life is none of your business.
Okay.
And you have not got my permission to run it. And you'll
I didn't
be
want to talk to you.
For that
I didn't
too.
Want to talk to you anyway. You're not involved
well,
in this
you
transaction.
Have no, my life is not your business.
Okay. And what about these food stamp abuse charges that are on here? What is this?
I don't know who you're talking to.
Are you scamming the system?
Nobody's doing anything like that. Okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that's not what this says.
Well, you must be reading your own.
No. Man, my credit is sterling. I dispute anything that's out of place.
Why is this his business anyway?
Gerald, let me run your credit real quick here. Hang on, I'm running it. All right, Gerald. Gerald, very nice. You have a 720.
Bring me your phone, Trenton.
All right.
Just bring me your phone.
Gerald has a nice 720. You're late on your Discover payment. I see the last purchase was from Big Black Pussy Pumpers Incorporated. Are you into sex toys?
You can keep talking to him, Mother, because I'm going to use Trenton's phone to do something.
Trenton.
Okay.
All right. Trenton's too young to have credit.
I want you to keep him on the phone.
Don't keep me on the phone. Don't tell me to stay on no phone. I'm trying to make a sale. I'm trying to put food in my kid's mouth.
But we're banned from the place. How are we going to get the fucking vehicle?
But it's because you owe me for my time right now. Because I've spoke with you. Hourly wages are a thing. All right.
I don't owe you for anything.
Maybe. I don't know how this works.
Hurry up!
I'm right here. What do you need it for?
I need to do something.
What? Because I ain't getting involved with whatever that is.
Yeah, that's a good motto, Trenton. Stay the fuck out of it. Someone's getting hangry over there. Someone ain't had their trough bag in their mouth for over the last half hour. Get that feed bag out of that bitch. Get that feed bag out.
Well, here's Google.
Here's Google? All right. All right. Hello?
Yep, we're still here.
All right, Trent. Why does Trenton have a DUI?
Some of these is. They're still entertaining it. Because I got to keep him on the phone.
Yeah, are you tracing me?
Okay.
Don't trace me.
Stop on that damn thing.
I'll do this for you.
Are you through harassing me now?
I've called you one time. You could have hung up at any point, but you don't know how because you're stupid.
Calling again, huh? You're not talking to my fucking wife. Don't call my fucking house again, you fucking asshole.
Never mind. Forget it.
What do you mean forget it? Did you not know how to work the Google?
Shut up.
What's the matter? You don't know how? Did you not pay for Google Plus? What's the matter? You that broke? Here, grab the phone. I'll walk you through how to do it.
Give me the phone.
Yeah, I'll teach you how to do it. I'm a hell of a guy.
No! Let me talk to him.
Here, I'll let you talk to my mama.
Hello? Are you there?
Me? Yeah, I'm here.
We were supposed to be calling the non-emergency number.
Uh-oh.
Yes, I can help you.
Okay. I need an officer to call me back. Well, I've got a phone call. I didn't post any personal information about myself, but I did a review on something on the internet. And this guy named Dwight had called, and he obviously knows my information. He knows he got my mother's information. He's illegally on this phone as we speak. Like, he's listening to me talk to you on my phone, on my son's phone. And he hasn't even hung up despite the fact that he can hear me. And he knows I'm on the phone with the police department.
That's how phones work.
And anybody that gets on the phone, I don't know how he's doing this. I didn't even tell him that it was my mother that was sitting on a three-way call. I didn't tell him his name or anything. And he has got he knew my mother's name. He has told me who I was married to, which I have not seen that man in over 10 years. He knows all this personal information. And I had an incident on Facebook the other day where all my personal information was hacked. And they ran my cards up and everything. I don't know how he got my personal information other than the fact that he works for a company that I did business with, or tried to do business with, rather. And I declined his call the first time because I didn't know the phone number, and it was out of state, and I was like, it's too late for me to be fooling with telemarketers. But when they called back again, I thought, well, maybe it's my sister, you know, trying to get a hold of my mother, so I answered the phone.
Officer, you can go ahead and just tell her to shut up and hang up the phone. That's what I would do.
I've been called everything from across, and when you hang up, he calls back.
That's bullshit. I've never called back. This is the first initial call.
Her call logs say different.
Yeah, well, you smell like ass, Trenton. Shut up.
And I didn't even tell him my son's name. I don't know how he's getting all our personal information. But it's kind of scared me and my child and my 65-year-old mother. No, but I have his phone number.
Oh, no, don't give her my phone number. Don't do that.
No, and now he's telling me not to give you his phone number.
Yeah,
so
don't I don't give you permission. Don't give her my phone number.
Well, okay, let me get it. It is, well, if I can get it, how can you know my
name? I'll have to. Uh-oh, I think you messed up.
The phone number, it's a 918 number. And now I got to figure out how to get to it because I'm on a three-way call, so I don't know.
Do you want me to tell you? Want me to tell you how to get it?
It ain't in my call log because I haven't hung up. I can get it, but I'm gonna have to hang up with my mother.
I command you to hang up this line.
With my mother, but I've got this new phone and I don't know how to work it in order to get
hand it to me. Hand it to me, I'll do it.
Nine.
I got it. Hello?
Okay. And do we know a last name on Dwight?
No, he won't give us that information, but I do have his employee ID number.
Where does he work for?
He says he works for Toyota, and apparently that he does because he had my phone number and some information I put on a credit app, and this all stems from a bad review that I gave a Toyota dealership in Columbia.
I would like to make a report for her harassing me with her terrible credit.
And like a medical emergency or whatever.
She had terrible credit and she harassed me with it.
So if I need to meet somebody,
what is he saying?
Okay, well, when he initially called, he asked for me and then my name, and I said, "This is her. Who is this?" And he goes, "I'm calling from the Toyota dealership." And I said, "Okay." He said, "I ran your credit again, and it's saying that you're."
Name, what's his name? What is your name?
Shauna. And he said,
"Go ahead, I'm sorry."
Oh, that's okay. He said, "What did he say?" Oh, he said, "I'm from the Toyota. My name is Dwight, and I'm from the Toyota dealership." And I said, "Okay." And he said, "I ran your credit, and it says I want to know how long you've been a whore." And I said, "What do you mean, how long I've been a whore?" And he said something to the effect of, "Well, it says I've never seen this before, but it says your credit score is 700, and that out beside it, it says a whore." And I thought, okay.
Sometimes the information for the cameras. Somebody
just
talk to the camera.
And then that was the end of that. And then I kept trying to figure out what he wanted or whatever because I thought I was misunderstanding him, and I wasn't misunderstanding him. And so I quickly, after he told me some information about myself, and then he told me some information about he said that I had five kids, this, that, and the third. I decided that I was, and he called me a whore and told me that I had all my personal information. I asked him where he got it, and he said, it says you were a prostitute and all this. Well, I was going to let it go, but then the more he kept talking, I texted my mother and told her to call me so I could three-way her, and I merged her into the call. It pissed her off so bad that she decided to speak up. And then from there, he's done hacking to my cameras that I have, and he's done, because my son just came in here scared to death and said, "Who's got the information to the cameras?" And I haven't answered him yet because I've been on the phone with you. And then he told my mother her name, her information, what he was going to do to us. I mean, it was just, it's a scary situation that as I'm about to get up and leave and go with my mother.
So is he still on the phone?
I have no idea. Probably so. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yes.
Don't care. That's
and
what does he say right now?
He's just listening right now.
No, I said hello.
I'm monitoring the call, and everything that old lady just said is
yeah,
a lie.
Yeah, he's still there, and he's talking.
And is there a reason that he's still on the phone?
Huh?
Because she hasn't hung up.
Is there a reason that he's still on the phone?
Because you haven't hung up.
Well, when I hang up on him, he calls right back.
Okay, I gotcha.
That's okay. A lie.
All right, Shauna, well, I've got some officers that are going to give you a call, and they'll address the situation and take it from there, okay?
Okay, do you have, don't, can I give you my phone number?
Should I wait for the should I wait for the officer? Should I wait on the phone?
Sure.
I wasn't asking you.
No, he's asking me that. He wants to know, should he wait on the phone for the officer to call?
Ma'am, yeah, are your pants on
fire?
Yeah,
you can do that. That's what she just said.
Okay, access granted.
Ma'am, are your pants on fire?
So can I
give you... So is the 615 number...
Yeah, this is my son's phone, so, you know, I can give you my phone number if you'd like, so you can call that.
Okay, what is that?
Okay, all right. Thank you so very much.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
You shouldn't. Okay. Got that taken care
of. This guy is weird, bro.
I'm not weird. I'm trying to do my job.
Yes, you are.
I'm trying to do my job.
How do you know my whole family? That's weird.
I don't know.
That's weird.
It's not weird.
All over the fact that I gave, I didn't use any names or anything. I just gave you a bad review on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's okay because I'm gonna put you. I'm gonna put you into a newer model. Like, let's forget about that 2013. What do
I
you
wouldn't say? Buy anything from Toyota if you were the last. If you were the last dealership on fucking earth.
What do you say?
Turn off your cameras and hang up from this guy.
What? No. What do you
think?
We're
going
what,
to do
what
a
do
report
think?
On him, and we're going to go to his boss.
What do you think about jumping
he's
in?
He's not appropriate, and he's going to be in trouble for running my credit.
Hey, what do you think about jumping into a 2015 or newer?
I don't need anything like that. Neither does she. So you have a good day.
We have a nice phone. No, we have a nice Toyota Yaris we can put you in. All right. So that call came in. Let's listen.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Can I talk to the wife?
Hello.
Yes, can I talk to the wife?
Can you speak a little louder, please?
Yes, can I talk to the wife?
Who's calling?
It's the department.
Let me press the button.
Sorry, what?
Just a minute now.
Okay. Hello?
All right. I can hear you a little better.
Yes, can I talk to Dwayne?
All right.
Now
who
Dwayne.
Are you?
My name is Deputy Jesse. I'm trying to reach Dwight.
Are you?
Can I speak with Dwight?
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
Police Department, Sheriff's Department. Can I speak with Dwight, please?
Did you come all the way?
If this is good phone number for Dwight.
Are you in trouble?
I'm not the trouble, ma'am. I am deputy with the sheriff's department, and I need to speak with Dwight. Do I have a good number for Dwight? Hello?
Are you in trouble?
No, I'm not in trouble. I'm trying to talk with Dwight. Can I speak with Dwight?
Yeah, you're all right.
No, ma'am. Can I speak with Dwight? The name of the person I'm looking for is Dwight.
I hope you're all right.
Ma'am, is Dwight over there? Can I talk to Dwight?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. This is Saturday, isn't it? Oh. I got a brainstorm. Yeah.
Okay, ma'am.
Well, I think it's Saturday.
Yes, it's Saturday, ma'am. But
it's
can I
not
talk
Sunday.
To Dwight? Do you have person near you named Dwight?
No, it's not Sunday.
No Sunday, ma'am. I'm looking. I want to speak with Dwight.
So
can I talk to Dwight?
We're not. We're not in trouble.
No, you're not in trouble, man. I just need to talk to Dwight. Can I talk to Dwight?
Everything's all right?
Yes, ma'am. Can I talk to Dwight? I'm looking for a person named Dwight. I'm calling you from the sheriff's department.
Here I was rushing. Well,
I'm trying to contact Dwight.
Where were you calling from?
I'm calling from sheriff's department, and I would like to speak with Dwight. Can you put Dwight on the phone?
Are you back home?
Ma'am.
That's perfect. He goes, can you put Dwight on the phone? And she confused it with, are you back home?
You're back
so
home.
So good.
Ma'am, I need to speak with Dwight. Do I have a good number for Dwight?
Here I was thinking.
Do you have anybody over there named Dwight, ma'am?
I had to go to mass.
Is anybody over there right? With you, ma'am?
I don't have to go to tomorrow. Yeah, so that's a blessing.
Yes, that's a blessing, but can I talk to Dwight? Can you put Dwight on the phone? I'm calling for Dwight. I'm trying to talk to Dwight.
Oh my God,
hello?
That laugh is
Are
so creepy.
You there? Hello?
So that's the end of part one. And apparently they called back and got the bot again. Same bot. And they talked to it again. Here we go.
Hello?
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 Yes, ma'am. Can I talk to Dwight, please?
Can you speak a little louder, please?
Yes. Can I talk to Dwight?
Who's calling?
It's deputy just to talk to Dwight.
Let me press the button.
Dwight?
Just a minute now.
Dwight?
All right. I can hear you a little better.
Okay, can I talk to Dwight? Do you have person with you named Dwight?
All right, now who are you?
I am deputy. Can I talk to Dwight? Do I have a good phone number for Dwight?
Where are you calling from?
From the sheriff department, ma'am.
Did you come all the way?
The what?
Are you in trouble?
No, I'm not in trouble. I'm trying to reach Dwight. Can I talk to Dwight?
Are you in trouble?
Ma'am, I'm not in trouble. I'm trying to talk to Dwight.
Huh?
What's your name, ma'am?
You're all right.
What is your name, ma'am?
I hope you're all right.
It's Dwight over there.
Yeah, well...
I would like to speak with Dwight if possible. Do you have anybody that name?
Yeah.
Do you know Dwight? Do you know Dwight, ma'am?
This is Saturday, isn't it?
You damn right it is. That's the end of the call. This is Saturday, isn't it? Oh, my God.
Saturday.
Can you imagine when she goes back, or he goes back to report to the woman, like, hey, I called that number. Some old woman. Hi, you say your name is Wyndham?
Yep, Baymont by Wyndham.
Okay, all right. You want me to call you Baymont or Wyndham?
That's up to you.
All right, I got a problem. Somebody keeps assaulting me.
In your room?
Yeah, well, at the door. Three times now this has happened.
At the back door?
No, at the door, my front door. The door of the hotel, the room.
What room are you in?
I'm in 215.
And who's the person that's assaulting you? What do they look like?
They knock on my door, and I'm waiting on my DoorDash order, and I open the door, and they spray Narcan in my left nostril and run away.
You're in room 215?
Yeah, I open the door, Narcan in the nostril, and then they run.
Give me 1 second. Let me review the cameras.
All right. Three times, though, in the last hour. Three times. They have a mask on. They have a, like one of the surgical, like the N95 mask. They had glasses. They had a backwards hat. They had a it was a Boston Red Sox hat. They had jean shorts on and then a white T-shirt.
All right, give me 1 second. I'll give you a call right back.
Okay, how long? Because I don't want to get Narcanned again.
Just keep your door closed for now, then.
But my DoorDash order. Like, what am I supposed to do with that? That's why I keep opening the door.
Tell your DoorDash to leave the order at the door.
Well, I'm trying, but this guy's being a faker. He's coming with an old pizza box, and he's standing there, and I open the door, and then he Narcans me and runs.
Oh, what's your name?
Dwight.
Yeah, I don't see anyone in room 215. Your room, that room is empty.
No, I'm in the room.
You're in room 215.
You don't believe me? You don't believe I'm in 215? Yeah? How about this lamp? You believe this lamp ain't broke now? Huh? What about this TV? You don't think this TV's broke? Now the TV's broke. You want to be a smart ass over here? Yeah, look at that. You get me all Narcaned and shit. Get me all hopped up and shit. Tell me I'm not real. I'm as real as this shit. I'm as real as this window getting broke like a motherfucker. Yeah. Fucking Narcan always does this to me.